This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Pakistan's government said it has reached its limit and cannot accept more Afghan refugees as the threat of violence looms in Afghanistan. Pakistani officials are demanding that the world make arrangements for the refugees inside Afghanistan amid fears that millions of Afghans may be forced to flee into neighboring countries if fighting between the Taliban and the Afghan government forces intensifies or deteriorates into a civil war. Dozens of families are living in makeshift tent camp on a rocky patch of land on the edge of the city of Mazar-e-Sharif. Men, women, and children roast in plastic tents under scorching summer heat. One young girl, known only as Sakina, tells of heavy-handed measures by the Taliban. She says the Taliban first burned the school and then attacked on government forces, and we left the area. We walked for a long time, and finally a man showed us the way, and I came here with my father and mother. The Taliban had made promises that Afghans, especially minorities, had no reason to fear them. At least 50 people were killed and dozens injured in a fire likely caused by oxygen tank explosion at a coronavirus hospital in Iraq's southern city of Nasiriyah. As rescuers combed the smoke-charred building in search of more bodies, Prime Minister Mustafa El-Karhimi held urgent meetings with senior ministers and ordered the suspension and arrest of health and defense managers in Nasiriyah. Already decimated by war and sanctions, Iraq's healthcare system has struggled to cope with the coronavirus epidemic. The arrest of a failed Florida businessman and the assassination of Haiti's president has deepened the mystery into an already convoluted plot. Christian Emmanuel Sanon is a 62-year-old Haitian who expressed a desire to lead his country. This is VOA News. Large contingents of Cuban police continued patrolling the capital of Havana following rare protests around the island nation against food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis. Cuban's president says the demonstrations were stirred up on social media by Cuban Americans in the United States. Many young people took part in the Sunday protests in Havana, which disrupted traffic until police moved in after several hours and broke up the march when a few protesters threw rocks. That demonstration and others in communities around the tightly controlled country marked some of the biggest displays of anti-government sentiment in decades. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The Biden-Harris administration stands by the Cuban people and people around the world who demand their human rights and who expect governments to listen to and serve them rather than try to silence them.
Authorities in Cuba nevertheless appeared determined to put a stop to all the demonstrations. The death toll in the Miami area condominium collapse has climbed to 94, officials said on Monday. The 22 people remain unaccounted for. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett said officials are stepping up security at the site to ensure that recovery crews can preserve personal items for family members of the victims. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said a new round of COVID-19 tests have been administered to local officials after a vaccinated Miami-Dade County commissioner who helped other officials in Surfside announced that he and his chief of staff tested positive for the virus Sunday. She said all rapid tests have come back negative. Millions of people who have been vaccinated against COVID-19 could nevertheless find themselves barred from entering certain countries in Europe and elsewhere. Reason is that some nations do not consider the AstraZeneca vaccine sufficient if it was manufactured in India. Some health officials say the move is unnecessary and unscientific. They warn that it won't only complicate travel, but also undermine vaccine confidence by appearing to label some shots as substandard. The World Health Organization now says rich countries should not be ordering booster shots for their vaccinated populations, while other countries have yet to receive the COVID-19 vaccines. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said deaths were again rising from the COVID-19 pandemic. The Delta variant was becoming dominant, and many countries had yet to receive enough vaccine doses to protect their health workers. South Korea's streak of more than 1,000 daily coronavirus cases has reached a week as health authorities scramble to slow a viral surge. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.